Some may have heard of the Jesuit priest, Father Pedro Arrupe, who died back in 1991. I think he had occupied one of the most prominent places in the Society of Jesus, but he was known for a lot of the things that he said, which were full of wisdom and insight. And I'd like to begin with a quotation from Father Arrupe. He writes, "Nothing is more practical than finding God, that is, than falling in love in a quite absolute, final way. What you are in love with, what seizes your imagination, will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, who you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love, stay in love, and it will decide everything." He begins by saying that nothing is more practical than falling in love. We don't usually think about love as a particularly practical thing, do we? In fact, we see that love makes people do all kinds of impractical things. But his point is very well taken, and he explains it in the later part of the quote. Whatever we fall in love with, whatever we really set our heart on, that orders everything else in our life. If we've fallen in love with something, someone, some object, we're thinking about it all the time. And we do things that help us move toward obtaining that goal or furthering a relationship, deepening that experience of love. So whether that's love for a spouse or a child or a grandchild, grandchildren, or work, or money, or ourself, or the esteem of other people, or leisure, whatever it is that we have fallen in love with, whatever it is in our life that occupies that highest love, that first love, that's generally what we're going to direct our whole being toward. And God invites us to allow Him to occupy that place of unquestioned primacy of love. Today we celebrate the Ascension of the Lord. We heard in the Acts of the Apostles how they were gathered there and Jesus was taken up from their midst in a cloud, disappeared from their sight. So there they are, standing there, with their mouths wide open, probably, looking up at the sky in utter amazement and wonder at this thing that they have just witnessed. But I wonder if they started to think then about what Jesus had promised them, that he would come back, that he would take them to himself, and that they would be with him forever. He had promised that. So maybe they started thinking, you know, this is going to happen to us too. I think the fundamental message of the Ascension is set your heart on heaven. Let the love of God be the first love in life, and let everything else fall in its place around that. See, our love of God is not an exclusive love. God is not like a greedy child that, you know, wants all the toys and, you know, says, "I want all the love of everyone and no one else can have anything." That's not the nature of love. The nature of God, the nature of love, is that it diffuses itself, it multiplies, it extends out, reaches. And the greater it grows, the more it spreads. The more we love God, the better we can love others. We don't have to fear that if we love God more, then our love for our spouse or our family is going to get weaker. It's exactly the opposite. When we love God more, our love for others is enriched and strengthened. It becomes more beautiful and pure and authentic. It becomes more self-sacrificial and true. In other words, it becomes more what love is supposed to be. That is the nature of our love for God, God's love for us. So, if we think about how our love for something, our falling in love, directs our thoughts and minds and our words and our deeds and kind of orders our life, then we can look at it from the other side too. We can look at our lives today. What do we give our attention to? What gets us out of bed in the morning? How do we spend our evenings? How do we spend our weekends? What do we read? What breaks our heart? What amazes us? Is it God? Is God the first there? I think all those things kind of indicate to us what our first love is, what we have fallen in love with, what it is that leads and guides and directs the course of our life. So perhaps the Lord is inviting us today to take a second or maybe a hard look at that. And he invites us to make God the first. He invites us to fall in love with God. He invites us to allow our love for him to be the ordering principle, the guiding light in our life. Let that be the most practical thing in our life, our love for God. But let it be outstanding. Let it be amazing. Let our love for God grow and grow and grow and become more and more central in our life. Because as Father Arupe says, nothing is more practical than finding God. That is, than falling in love in a quite absolute, final way. What seizes your imagination will affect everything. It will decide what will get you out of bed in the morning, what you do with your evenings, how you spend your weekends, what you read, who you know, what breaks your heart, and what amazes you with joy and gratitude. Fall in love. Stay in love. And it will decide everything.